Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The world is a great big Jaffa cake. Some people don't like it, others do. Either way, it's okay. All you've got to say is not today. Thank you.
Oh, hi. How are you? You okay?
Jacob Rees-Mogg, man. What's going on there? Wow. Why am I not talking about...
Really think we need to open up Parliament?
No, you... No! What is this, a cull?
And then I'd be the only person left. Oh, dear.
Down in his dungeon. Anyway, sorry, that literally just happened then in my head. We've been talking about MacGyvering something. MacGyver! Julie Prunes rescued a bracelet with chewing gum on the end of a stick. MacGyver, if you don't know, it was a TV show in the 80s. A guy who managed to improvise almost everything except the tools to get rid of a mullet out of household objects, you know, guns and bombs and stuff. And brilliantly, we've got Joel sent a quiz based on the actual TV series, saying here are some things that he used, some household objects, but what did he build with them in the actual TV show? So should we go through the quiz? Let's do the quiz. Okay, number one, here are the items. Cleaning fluid, a telescope, mothballs. Oh yeah, because sure, I have all of those. Rope, a pulley that happened to be laying around in an attic. Oh, an attic pulley. Everyone has, I mean... Hashtag attic pulley. Tell me about your attic pulleys and handlebars. Sure. I'm going to say that would be a ham briner. A ham briner. Let's see what it was. A rocket-powered harpoon gun zipline. MacGyver and a guy are trapped in an attic while men with guns try to break through some furniture they've used to block the door. Shoot the couch! MacGyver gathers all the stuff listed above to make a harpoon gun that fires a rope to a tree outside. Then he and the guy zipline over vicious dogs and a tall fence to safety. This is like Tom and Jerry, isn't it? Let's do another one. Question two. Items. Candlesticks, a microphone cord, and a rubber mat. That's got to be some sort of night in by yourself, hasn't it? Some sort of auto-asphyxiation fun time. Let's have a look. A defibrillator. MacGyver cuts the microphone wire, attaches it to two candlesticks, wraps them with the mat to keep himself from being electrocuted, then resuscitates his friend who is implanted with a remote-triggered heart attack-causing device by evil Soviet spies. Wow! MacGyver! The work! The work! Blood pressure cuff, stethoscope, alarm clock. Don't know. Lie detector. while stuck on a train. MacGyver constructs a makeshift lie detector to determine who sold tainted medicine to some Arabian tribes people. He hooks a concoction of the stethoscope and blood pressure cuff to the alarm clock so that when someone lies, it makes the alarm go off. Wowzers. Okay. Homemade glue, random scraps of nylon, a metal shed, and gas canisters. I say a bad-smelling barbecue. Hot air balloon, of course. Of course a hot air balloon. Trapped in the Swiss Alps and being hunted down by the Soviets, you know, as these things happen. Oh yeah, the Soviets are always roaming freely around the Swiss Alps. MacGyver builds a hot air balloon from scratch in a matter of hours. They're able to gently float away just as the Soviets find them. This is mad. And finally, we have a sleeping bag, vodka, and a tank of oxygen. I mean, that's just a great night in. I don't know. A snow-destroying bomb to escape an avalanche. Trapped in a plane that's been buried in an avalanche, MacGyver wraps an oxygen tank in a sleeping bag, then puts that in a bucket of vodka. And not just any vodka, authentic Russian vodka. The kind of vodka that can take the paint off a building. Then he uses the sleeping bag string as an ignition line, buries the contraption in the snow, and blows a way out! MacGyver! Grief. I kind of want to watch MacGyver now. Thanks to Joel for forwarding the article, and thanks so much to Julie for turning it into a fun quiz. That was brilliant. So on the MacGyver tip, we've been asking, when did you last hashtag MacGyver something? And Pat's got a few. Hello, everyone. Here's a bit of MacGyvering I did. Sorry, Jake, this is where you come in, you know, with the describing. I wanted the shower head forward, so the water would fall vertically instead of at a wonky angle from the wall. I sort of have that. Whenever I turn the shower on, there's this kind of surge of water pressure, and it throws the shower head backwards, and then it's sort of done. Anyway, he used a cut-up mic stand, and he sent a photo. It's brilliant. It's got, like, the little microphone holder. He's used that for his shower. Pat's a genius. Love that. Carenza says, I manage to hashtag MacGyver something most days using a paperclip. Spinach in your teeth? A hooked paperclip will get that out. I've done that. You want to be careful, though, because it feels like you do it very lightly. Tooth enamel is hard to come by. Can't pop the SIM drawer out of your phone? Poke it with a paperclip. Plant stems all floppy? Make a hoop and fix them to a bamboo cane. Endless MacGyvering. Oh, I quite like the idea of things to do with a paperclip. Shall we get a little bit more specialist on this? What have you done with a paperclip? Samantha Lane, feeling very smug for managing to MacGyver something. My Swiss cheese plant, of course, as a vegan. Anyway, is trying to put down a root outside the edge of the pot. I've jimmied this shoehorn in to guide it in a horizontal direction to reach the soil. Will it work? Might just need a bigger pot. Oh, that's like quite a high stakes but quite slow-paced episode of MacGyver where they're just sitting watching a Swiss cheese root slowly making its way to some soil. He did it! MacGyver! Hello, Jake. Living near the grey squirrel / red squirrel event horizon in Glasgow, where the greys get persecuted, I feel it's my duty to stand up for the little guys. This is Frankie. So I MacGyvered a picnic table for them, made out of an old fence board, leftover parts from an IKEA ottoman. Oh, you know. And the leg from a bed. MacGyver! And he's done it. He's made a little squirrel feeder. Here's a picture of Nick enjoying his breakfast. He's called Nick because all his friends think he looks like Nick Haywood, but I think it's because he has a cute little nick in his ear. Lots of love, Frankie. Hey, thanks, Frankie. That's pretty impressive. But I mean, the whole grey squirrel thing, I'm just saying, you know, it's tricky, that. The red squirrel, jump main, like, they come over here. Oh, no, I think I've resolved the argument in my head. You're doing the right thing, Nick. Bruce has been in touch. He says, hi, Jake. The other day, Julie, I think, asked if other listeners ever had to MacGyver anything, and I thought I'd tell you mine. It was the winter of 2010. Ah, yes. And I was living on the third floor of a tenement in Glasgow. Oh, it's all Glasgow today. Hi, Glasgow. I love Glasgow. Vegan capital of Britain. Some 8 years ago, before the beast from the east, we were living through the worst winter I ever remember having. Our toilet blocked. Not connecting the minus 15 degree weather and water-filled pipes. I assumed I'd just used too much toilet roll again. Oh, Bruce. Thanks for oversharing. I decided to pour a whole bunch of bleach down the toilet and leave it overnight. A trick that had served me well in the past. Yes, and don't forget, you should all be drinking a small glassful every night to beat off COVID-19. That's a joke. I popped to Tesco and bought drain unblocker and poured the lot down, only mildly concerned about it mixing with the bleach already there. Oh, God, Bruce, no, don't mix cleaning products. What? Still nothing. I went to the shops to get a plunger with no luck. I still hadn't connected the weather with water and realised everyone else's toilets were blocked, which is why there were no plungers. Oh, Bruce, mate. Undeterred. I figured all a plunger did was apply pressure by forming a seal. Okay. I wrapped a Tesco bag for life around a toilet brush and dove in. The very first plunge caused the mixture of bleach and drain cleaner and, of course, urine to spray up into my face and coated both eyes. Oh, my God. Immediately blind, I remained... Put my tea down there. Immediately blind, I remained calm. I tried to rinse them, failed, and hurt my head. I stumbled down the stairs and across the road to the A&E that was luckily right there. After being seen immediately and having 2 litres of saline pumped through my eyeballs, I was told I'd need to go to a different hospital to see a specialist. Off I was sent into the minus 15 degree weather, soaking wet and wearing a t-shirt with the doctor's referral note hanging out of my pocket, as he had to put it there himself, as I assume he tried to hand it to me, forgetting I couldn't see. What? Bruce! A very kind taxi driver took me to the other hospital and I was told I'd burned my retina. Oh my God! I spent the next 3 weeks with everything being very blurry, rubbing cream directly onto my eyeballs and defecating into a bucket as the pipes remained frozen for weeks. It was a Merry Christmas. Bruce, wow, dude. That's horrendous. God, you poor thing. Ugh. That's got to be a low point, hasn't it? Barely able to see and pooing into a bucket for Christmas. Wow. P.S. he says, when writing this, I found a draft email to you from the start of the year that contained the following. Here's some bleak love heart suggestions. My internet history is not a reflection of my feelings towards you. Honestly, I'm just tired. I'd rather have an easy meal than a tasty meal. I kind of forgot those. Bleak love hearts. When was that? Amazing. Thanks, Bruce. I hope everything, especially your toilet, is better. Thank you very much. We've got some any other business, though. Ollie's cat, Pixie, very sooty, very naughty cat. Pixie's one of our show pets. It's very cute. I'll retweet the picture of Pixie went into the fireplace, I think, and played in the soot, and then went all over the house. Pablo. Has his butterflies have hatched. Yes, it's one of those things where you get sent butterflies or caterpillars and then they feed and they get bigger and you find yourself sort of watching them increasingly less fascinated and more horrified, and you pretend that it's, gosh, look at that, isn't that interesting, when even your son is admitting he's kind of skeezed out by them, and you know he picks up earthworms. They're so freaky. The cauliflower ones, they're doing well, and all the other ones are now in their chrysalids. And it's not right. Pablo's have hatched. He said only 3 of the 5 made it. I looked into it, and butterflies are horrible, horrible insects. Yes, I had a look at that article, Pablo. Thanks very much. It turns out that they very much enjoy eating poo and also cadavers. And they do terrible things to each other, too. David Alt, maths whiz, actor, voice artist, and incorrigible romantic. I made that up. He's been observing that in maths books, like textbooks about maths, he said they always put in things like obviously. Obviously, the answer will be the nominative determinant of the sign of the something. And how condescending and annoying that is. And he says other phrases are, it is evident that, and it is left as an exercise to the reader to prove that. He He says hearing that in a university course is really irritating. Hellcat Press weighed in saying, well, I kind of want to see this language applied to very easy word problems now. It is evident that Jimmy has enough apples to bake a pie and share the leftovers with Betty. Furthermore, it is obvious that Betty wants the apples. Of course, Betty wants the apples. Of course she does. Jimmy wanted them. Now she wants them.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Anyway, this is a fun potential new strand. This is from Neil. Not that. No, Neil Emery. Morning, Jake. Happy time, day, not sure. Anyway, welcome to this week's episode of Tedious Things I've Finally Got Round to Doing. And then he says in brackets, jazzy theme music. I'll see what I can do. This week, the tedious thing I finally got round to doing is cleaning the anonymous cooking gunk off the kitchen timer. Oh, they get some special spatters, don't they? Yes, this week I finally cleaned the, who knows, olive oil, tomato paste, something like that, off the kitchen timer, and now I feel like a new man. I bet that timer feels like a new timer. Join us next week for another episode of Tedious Things I Finally Got Round to Doing, or find it on Catch Up for such classic episodes as Repotting That Parsley or Running the Vacuum Cleaner Over the Upstairs. Bye! Closing title theme. Have a great weekend to you and the Yappletinis. Neil. Thanks, Neil. That's a great idea. What tedious thing have you finally got round to doing? I'm going to have to think about mine. So much tedious. Anyway, it's at NotTodayPod on Twitter, or you can email NotToday@swanburst.com. Again, it's me, Brinsley, dear love. Thank you so much for all the lovely things you've been sending in to us here at That's Lovely. Well, Julie has sent us an email, an electronic mail to That's Lovely, and says the following. Dear Ms. Lovegood, excuse me, Julie, my name is Brinsley, dear love, and I've presented That's Lovely for 27 years. I don't know who Ms. Lovegood is. Anyway, I was encouraged by listening to your last show to send in these photos to see if they were lovely or not. Let's have a look. And oh, that's lovely. A lovely newborn lamb gamboling away in a field, kissed by sunlight and filled with the joys of spring. That's lovely. Was this another picture here? Oh, that's lovely. A tranquil woodland glen with a little gentle waterfall over mossy rocks. Oh, that is lovely. That's very, very lovely. And what's this? A little bunny rabbit sitting up, perhaps expectant of a carrot. Beautiful white whiskers there. Utterly darling. Its little front paws in front of it. A ball of fluff. Oh, that's lovely, Julie. That's just... That's not lovely. That's absolutely not. That is not lovely. That is very unlovely, Julie. That is not lovely. That is not lovely. That is not at all lovely. Two fingers. Oh, that is not lovely. Oh, that is not lovely. Not at all lovely. That is not lovely. If you would like to send me something lovely, my name is Brinsley Dearlove, and you can email nottoday@swanburst.com. That is not lovely. There is absolutely nothing lovely there. I've rarely seen anything quite so unlovely. Well, that's it from me for today. here on That's Lovely, I'm going to go and get myself some therapy. With much love to all of you. Goodbye. Well, thank you very much indeed for that. You can send your lovely things, as I said, to the email. It's nottoday@swanburst.com. Now, Harry the Piano, a wonderful man, an extraordinary pianist. He can play any tune in any style. That's his shtick, and he's been taking your requests. We're going to do another batch of these, I think, and we're going to record them better. So if you have a hashtag Harry request, why don't you send it to @nottodaypod, or you can email it nottoday@swanburst.com. Anyway, here he is. I apologise for the sound quality, but I think it's worth sharing with you. Here he is.
Julie has said, could I have Amazing Grace done in a boogie woogie style, which seems to me to be very disrespectful, which is why I'm very up for it.
Okay, yeah, that's possible, I think.
Yeah. Isabel wanted Don Giovanni as a calypso.
It's a three-hour song, Jake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not exactly a tune. I don't know Don Giovanni at all. I'm going to say, could we have Nessun Dorma done in a calypso style?
Yeah, we could do Nessun Dorma, yeah.
Because I've heard of that one, and most people have. And, you know, it's Italian. The last one, and I'm looking forward to this one a lot. This one's from Joel. He would like the Maple Leaf Rag.
Yeah. Maple Leaf, yeah.
Michael Nymanified.
Okay. So kind of repetitive minimalist.
Yeah. Yes, that's on the nose. Yeah, got it. Well done.
Okay, yes. Right, Amazing Grace, Boogie Woogie, Nessun Dorma in a Calypso style, and Maple Leaf Rag, Michael Nyman.
Yes.
Okay, we'll give that
a go. Good luck, studio.
Note.
Like, yeah, so
beautiful music by Scott Joplin. To put it through the middle of Nyman was just, it was too sacrilegious. Sorry.
The inimitable and brilliantly imitative Harry the Piano there. Don't forget, you can send in your request, hashtag Harry request @NotTodayPod on Twitter, or there's the Facebook page too. Now, you know, I'm not going to lie to you, it's been it's sort of been quite hard the last few days, or even a couple of weeks, I would say, of making this podcast. I don't know exactly why. I think it's just been hard to stay across everything. Don't know. But there's lots of strands that I haven't forgotten. So I do still want to know, what have you ever done with a paperclip? Or have you ever MacGyvered something? I want your Harry requests. I haven't forgotten that we're going to make the Not Today Thank You Band. And I still have thoughts about that music. I haven't forgotten Spot the Rock, which I still want to make happen. Gem's made the game. I want to launch it. I just need to put some bits together for that. All of these things, I promise, are in hand, even though it seems like they've gone a little fallow at the moment. I'm a funny little fallow. That's it for this week. Have a good weekend. Thanks very much for your company. I'll be back on Monday with more. I've got some really nice stuff lined up. There's a guest I'm going to have on. I think if you enjoyed Dr. Erica McAllister, you are going to love my next guest. She's really amazing. So there it is. That's it for now. I will see you on Monday, hopefully. Take care. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently, so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.